just gonna be me and you today.
This is a simple one. This is an easy podcast to get through. It's just gonna be me talking my smack. Talking my game.
I wonder where that term comes from.
Talking my game theory, what smack?
Where does talking smack come from?
From black people. From the hood, from the ghetto, from Smack DVD. Remember Smack DVD?
No, what's that?
It's a Smack DVD. It's old. It's old. This is unk status.
Oh.
This is unk status, Smack DVD. What is Smack DVD? r/Kanye. Wait, go back. It's streets, music, art, culture, and knowledge, Chris.
Oh.
So I can get you some smack. I can spit some game to you, talk some smack about the game. Now, is this going to look weird with how bright this is, or does it look fine? Help! 911, help!
I think it looks fine.
Okay.
You're illuminated.
Illuminated. Absolutely illuminated. Hmm. Did we send out that audio we recorded the other day?
Yep.
C-Gutta.
To our boy.
C-Note. To our boy in the army.
Yep.
Send a salami to your boy in the army.
I feel like an audio engineer who's a veteran.
Yeah.
I feel like those two don't mix.
Yeah.
Because of like sounds maybe. Like,
well, PTSD. You'd be out there listening for danger.
There's like
you might. If anything, they'd be a sniper. If you were an audio engineer who's a veteran in the army.
Yeah.
If anything, it would have been a sniper. But you wouldn't go into the military if you were concerned about protecting your hearing. That's the last thing you would do, Chris.
That's true.
And I think that these audio guys, that's one of their top things they think about every single time is the protection of the ears.
Yeah.
You got to protect the ears.
You have
to enjoy concerts into your age.
Into your 80s and 90s.
You can't undo the damage.
It's a wonder my hearing is still functional. My hearing's not as bad as I claim.
Well,
people around heavy machinery, it's usually a lot worse.
Oof. You don't want to be around that stuff.
Well, what are the loudest situations you've been in?
Screaming in my room.
That's not, you need like a machine to really damage it.
Yeah, clip your ears.
I use a machine.
Okay. Your ears clipping from the sound.
Oh, you got a meal?
Yeah. Yeah, I've got three.
You got MREs?
Yeah.
It's a bento box.
It's funny that, though, bring up the MREs because I actually have one that I made for myself today. Well, I didn't make it myself.
My goodness. This is amazing.
Yeah, it's going to be
good. Can I see what you have here?
Yeah. Well,
what did you get?
I ate most of it, but.
You already ate it?
Yeah, not all of it. But this one I had some shit. There's a muffin left for me.
Yeah, muffin.
I'm going to take this out.
Yo.
And this one, I believe this one is empty. Yep. Oh, that was the top one again. That was a little bit of sleight of hand to make it look like there was more.
I saw what you did there. I saw the trick, Charles.
And here's the sauce compartment. Now, this is just an empty meal right here.
It's just wet sauce.
But ooh. This is ready if you want some fruit.
I'm okay, but thank you so much. That looks amazing.
So I heard last we had a discussion on any nutrition. You said that you were done with eating fruit.
I avoid natural sugars. In whatever form they come.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that your body metabolizes synthetic sugar probably 10 times as fast.
So you're looking for speed.
Correct.
So you're driving your metabolism as you would a bike or a car.
Yes.
Okay. Or a blast furnace.
I believe in the phrase use it or lose it.
Oh, with the body too.
Yeah. So I think if you're not using your metabolism, loading up with synthetic sugars, it's quite possible that you're going to lose the ability to metabolize them, which is what leads to diabetes.
So it works against you if you don't really go out of your way to use it. To go out of really going out of your way to use it.
Yes.
Okay. I can respect that. Dietary decisions like that.
If you're not eating sugar packets?
I am eating sugar packets.
Yeah.
I'm not eating fruit.
Yeah.
There's fruit here, by the way.
Natural sugar. And actually now that I find that I'm what I call burning clean, I find that the taste of natural sugar disgusts me.
So it makes you want to puke.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me start puking.
Domino only.
Yeah.
You eat Domino's?
I was watching Construction God.
Oh.
And Eric was saying the driveway was so good, the guy was puking. But yes, long story short, natural sugars, I think, this is the next wave of fitness that you're going to be reading about on Instagram, is not good for you, natural sugar.
They're going to say it all the same once it hits your gut?
Well, no. A synthetic is your body metabolizes it faster. This is what a $100,000 driveway looks like.
This big whole naturals. Driveway is custom. Woo! My God. You'd be thinking I'm sitting right in the middle of LA, but I'm not. You're in Woonsocket, Rhode Island. Really nice modern house. This is a glass house. This client has a type of shingle he wanted to match perfectly in this grid pattern. It's a permeable application. It's gonna be a 10 by 10 Eco Priora. On top, we're just gonna do the screed right now. You can see all that wash stone right now, but there's gonna be the screed layer. Then we're gonna put a grid on, then we'll start laying pavers, checking out.
This is crazy. He's got Construction God merch.
Yeah. Holy. He's got a uniform.
It says CG.
The Rick?
Yeah, it is.
Fuck you!
I like the music.
Like we said before, everything's gonna be in a grid pattern, so all these things are the same size. This product is shot blasted, sealed. It's called Eco Priora's Ravella Finish 10x10s. It's about the best of the best. It's time to start laying them.
It's nice.
Okay. Wow. Good stuff.
So the client was puking after.
The client was puking, I heard.
I bet.
He was so thrilled.
I can imagine. Oh, God. Fucking the clients that Eric gets with that kind of stuff, with the, I want this and this and this.
Indian particular client.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I guess it could be worse. They could be, like, obsessing over, like, a car detail or something. You know, it was, like,
now, why is that bad? What? To have the driveway detail. Is that overly detailed?
No, it's good. It just means that they're, like, they thought about it.
Okay.
They're like, no.
I mean, but is it like a nerdy kind of like?
It's nerdy.
Okay.
But they wanted it sealed. So it's pre-sealed. So it has like a water repelling agent in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
It's strong. It's thicker. It's got like, it's not going to pool up. It probably won't mold over time. It's just, it's one of those things where you say like, if I pay, it's an expensive line item on the build. And they're like, I'll pay 30,000 mux more for the material now, and over time it'll hold up better, look better, et cetera. It looks like period correct, as opposed to like, let me just put this in. You know what that's
putting
like.
Putting asphalt?
Yeah, they're putting asphalt
on it. How much is an asphalt driveway that size? Like when you just doing it.
Did you see
it,
how many square feet it was?
No. Looked pretty big though.
Yeah, if I had to guess, if it was $100,000 of pavers, it would probably be 40,000 of asphalt.
Okay.
That much? You think so?
Maybe not even. If that's the whole thing, that's like the front right down the driveway.
It's not cheap.
Asphalt used to be. It's getting way. It got like significantly more expensive. It used to be cheaper over the.
Looks like the oil doesn't run out then.
You got real dinosaur bones. You know, ground up. Yeah.
You get to pick which dinosaurs your asphalt
this
comes
is pterodactyl.
From.
This is all pterodactyl.
You get
juice.
The origin of it.
Yeah.
They're drinking it.
It's farm raised.
Yeah, organic brontosaurus blood.
Mm.
Like no. See, it doesn't pass the organics test. But maybe not 40. No, I wouldn't be. I'd probably be 20, 24. It's probably four times the amount.
Okay.
We might have to call Eric and find out.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm.
What would that call and ask? I don't know if it was triple whatever the paver install was, but it was something around there. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
And I bet you Eric's a cool guy where he's not going to like, he wouldn't like, I just know the way he'd be like, I don't care what you put down. If you want to put down fancy shit, for the most part, it doesn't, other than me waiting and getting jerked around by, God forbid, you fuck up and you don't have enough of this stuff. Mm-hmm. He's probably like, he's just a fair guy. Like his bidding process is like, because I know, like, dickheads will be like, we don't even touch that shit.
Yeah.
This probably would cost you more.
This?
Yeah. If you were using, someone that wasn't Eric.
Yeah, yes. Oh, yeah. They would just throw numbers you've never heard before.
Yeah.
They'd be like, oh, it's easy quarter mil.
Yeah.
And you're like, why? And you're like, because you just can't get the stuff.
Yeah.
Like, well, no, I found it.
I love hearing that.
Yeah, that's the baseball dickhead way.
Mm-hmm.
I just want, you go through with any special.
It doesn't exist.
These are the last ones.
You never saw it.
They You didn't see what you saw.
That's not what you think you saw. I saw it in a magazine. They told me where they got it. I called the guy. They said they have it.
They don't have it. I called. They don't have it.
Can't get it here, though. It's got to be made on site. It'll dry up. That's what you deal with everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, I got it. Oh, I never heard about it. And then they instantly change.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I never heard. I mean,
I know what you're talking about because this happens with like Japanese motorcycle stuff.
Yeah.
Or like car stuff where you'll be talking to somebody and then you're like, oh, but I bought one. And they're like, ah, I remember. That's good. That looks, I didn't know.
I didn't know eBay shipped.
I thought you were bullshitting me. I didn't know it was a real bike.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know eBay uses boxes and shipping.
When I pulled up in my Yamaha Nikon.
You were driving too?
Wow. What they're not telling you about it is that you're a fucking
Is that good or is that worse?
It's good for a joke.
Why would anybody want that?
I think because Yamaha could make it. And then there's enough of an army of Doug DeMuro type people that are will support this economically.
Well, there are two wheels in the back though.
When are motor companies going to realize that they need to stop like putting their efforts into things like this, where Doug DeMuro guys will be like,
"What kind of R&D is this?"
Yeah, right.
I mean this is a crossover of the Doug DeMuro nerd stuff with the Japanese forward looking cyberpunk aesthetic. So I think this is actually a good thing, but. It's a good thing. It's like any good thing. It either becomes co-opted or it gets sucked away.
Make fan cars.
Yeah.
Make fan cars normal if you want to play that game.
I wish there was some sort of a safety feature where there would be wheels on the side that were spinning at the same speed. So if someone were ever bump into you, you would fucking flip. Like you would fucking do barrel rolls like instantly spinning down.
That would be awesome.
Or something. Or maybe it would flip their car. Something fun.
Yeah.
Like it's going the other way.
Mm-hmm.
You could pit maneuver. It would just be like a projecting rod that would push their car. And it would like push their car, give them like a pit maneuver, like push their car.
Out of control immediately.
We should build a giant battle bot.
Yes.
And just drive it around.
Maybe. Yes, would it be better to remote control it or to each get in there and control them like the Power Rangers? Like I'm doing the left arm or the left leg or, you know?
You'd have to do it like that.
Sound easy to pull off.
No.
You have a high pressure fire hose. You just shoot. It's my job to shoot the driver in the eye so he can't see.
It's like, no! Just laser pointers. Laser pointers and bleach.
Like lasers and bleach.
Like it's like the whole battle bot is just stuff to disable their eyes.
Switching to bleach.
Bleach foggers.
It shows me like.
Go to needles.
It switches. It shows me like. It's like needles, bleach. I'm switching.
One's diarrhea.
One's banana peels and oil. Slick cars.
Banana peels. All over the fucking ground.
Can we see what radioactive does? Can we see this? Does it just spin? This is so...
The bot battle is on.
Forget it.
Just an axe handle?
Never mind.
It's an axe on top of a lethal radioactive element.
My favorite battle bots were the ones where they put 90% of the building and weight on the weapon part of it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no like it's like top heavy and like flips over instantly, but it's has one deadly blow
for sure.
That's why that you have so to be funny. One blow.
Yeah. I wonder if nobody ever experiment with like EMF or Wi-Fi.
I was just thinking the same thing. Like you jam the system
on their controller.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Why would they do that? They should do that.
There's a thing on the bottom, just a red blinking light.
It holds up a picture of their kids. It's like it just holds up a picture of like their kid with a gun. It's like mental torture. They're like, all right, I'm leaving.
The robot comes out of the ring, goes right to the other team. Instead of the bot, it starts threatening them.
It holds up a picture of their wife.
It's blowing bad smelling air and shit all over them. Like bad shit.
All over the crowd.
Seeping through the plexiglass barrier.
It's like, oh, it's lowering the net. It just lowers a net with their parents in it. Like fucking hogtied. That would be great. I'm actually, because there was one in the Fast and Furious. They did not Fast and Furious, like police stops. They do the EMF, don't they?
I mean, police have energy weapons and stuff. I don't know which one you're referring to.
The one where
to.
They shoot the car and it like shuts down the electrical systems.
Yeah.
like police EMF, like high speed chase stuff.
That's when you get too uppity, I guess.
I've never seen one of those in use, but I know that they definitely experimented with them.
You guys seen the grappler?
They probably forgot.
The grappler.
What about the Wi-Fi one that they all laugh about now? You're a conspiracy theorist for saying that you can do 3D positioning with Wi-Fi like this. You're gay. Mm-hmm. You're gay.
I've been laughed out of rooms
for that.
The
cops are like, hey, I mean, this one of these things that we're working on now is... bah, 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 it's Police Academy all over again.
I've been called gay for that.
Imagine.
For like saying that the Batman thing was real like 10 years ago. I'm like, they already figured that out. I'm like, if they're showing us that.
Edward Snowden, the WikiLeaks and all that stuff, that was the big NSA drop was a very sobering experience back in 2014, whatever the hell it is. It was just like, oh no, I didn't know that we were the enemy. Oh no.
They're using your dryer to check where you are in your house. So they know exactly where we're with or shoot through the wall.
Yeah, they shoot right through the walls.
They headshot you through a wall as you're running. You're running full speed, you get right between the eyes.
You're weaving and bobbing. It doesn't matter. You get it. You're doing cartwheels upside down. Headshots.
You're turning you away. Like if they're shooting through a wall where you should be facing it, you're turning away. They're getting you from this side.
It's something in a normal civilization that technology. I mean, if you want to be real, it wouldn't normally be allowed in the secret police force or something like that. It wouldn't. Well, they used to talk bad about that in history. Let me just put it that way. Didn't the secret police have some special weapons or whatever? Hopefully they had things like that. But I thought it used to be bad, the cops having things like that back in the past. With the Germans, when the cops had things, it was kind of bad.
What was the secret Germans?
What was the secret with the Germans? They were too good. They have to die.
Like, I wonder what, like, 40s tech that they had, or 30s tech.
I only hear, you know, like, Thule stuff and conspiracy stuff, Antarctica, nothing I can really even comment on, or even secret police technology, but I guess the police are the good guys.
The East German stuff is pretty interesting. They were, I think that's probably the worst police state that white people have ever been in, is East German.
The East German
stuff, yeah. But I think ultimately the thing about East Germany was that the people that was when they had like technology and like hidden microphones and shit. But I think the main thing that was in use was just people snitching on each other.
Okay,
and it was like people took pleasure in snitching.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
that's a different kind of treason.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's even been defined.
Just George Soros pointing at houses. It's just under the floor.
Which is interesting because I think it's like, it means that the technology is really not the most relevant part. I think the most relevant part is the social aspect of it, is that we
the conditioning
live with.
We can teach them how to not read, and then we'll give them political positions.
They can vote. They can't read, but they can vote. All right. Next thing you know, well, look at us now. It's unbelievable. I got a quick question. If you feel like deviating for a second, AI, any new developments that you guys have been enjoying in AI?
It's gotten worse.
It's gotten worse.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I've only just kind of, you know how I am with that stuff and even with privacy things, but I've just started to converse with the AIs recently and it's helped me immediately. Mm-hmm. Like upon talking about it, immediately helping me get an AI integrated into my whole note database that can read everything at the same time and do all different kinds of logic and stuff that's hosted locally. It doesn't even have to be bounced off at a cloud.
Sure, yeah.
And I mean, I guess you're going to get, I don't know what bill, you could do 70 billion. I guess 70 billion would be, I guess, a cap unless you want to get a million things of RAM and lots of graphics cards or something like that. But what do you think about a local hosting of your own thing and your own? Because I've been wanting to build an Oracle or an AI version of myself to some regard for a long time. That's why I built the notes to the way they're built.
That's probably a good idea. I don't think you need to worry about putting it on ChatGPT, though.
Okay.
I don't think there's not. The downside is, I mean, your information is they're going to. There's no point in like. Being secure with your info.
Okay, because it can be read on the screen anyway. I mean, I agree, though.
I just feel like it's, for most people, unless you're doing something that's like, unless you're actually planning terrorism,
yeah.
whatever your signal is, it's just noise that they're going to get anyway that is, like the convenience outweighs the, I probably shouldn't be saying this to encourage people to not worry about their internet security, but I personally don't care.
Okay.
The thing is though, I mean, you're right. Cause the thing is, I think they'll eventually, there'll be some kind of situation, similar to the getting rid of, torrents and downloadable videos and stuff, yes, where certain access to certain models, it's not going to be illegal or something, but it'll just be far more inconvenient to access certain models. Like you'll have to, you'll have to go out of your way to use, like right now you can only use 4.0 on ChatGPT.
Yep.
You can use GPT-5, and the only one from the previous series is 4.0. GPT-5 is not good, and it's specifically trained. Sam Altman said it's trained with Indians in mind. He said there's some clip of him talking about it where he's like, we had a lot of feedback from our friends in India or something. And GPT-5 is really like, it's obviously worse. it's much worse than the ones that they just phased out. So yeah, I think building your own, there is validity to that for more than just your information security reasons.
Perhaps some smaller, more finely tuned models are superior to the thousand, a billion, whatever brain space that the cloud ones have.
Yeah, I think it depends on what you're trying to do. What you are trying to do is mostly verbal, organizing thought type stuff.
Yeah.
4.0 is really great for that. We use it a lot for the same thing, organizing ideas, and Claude is not good.
Yeah.
Claude runs out of tokens. GPT-5 sucks.
Yeah.
Manus is really good for agentic stuff that's like search and task related, not so much creative writing related, but Manus is pretty good.
Manus.
What's the use case that's like?
Find rare motorcycle auctions in Japan, rare listings, bikes that are not listed, find out where they are.
Yeah.
What garage sold them last? Who's the contact information? That type of thing.
Hunt them down with.
Yeah.
Use Pizza Man to hunt them down.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the prompts that are the most important.
Well, I don't go out of my way to prompt it differently. Manus just has extended. It shows you the extended thinking in a way that the other AIs don't, and you can interrupt it while it's thinking if it thinks something wrong.
Okay.
You can see what it's doing, and it shows you the Manus browser. Like, it has its own browser, which GPT-5 has too, but GPT-5, you have to keep the tab open for it to keep running.
Okay.
Which is defeats the purpose, in my opinion.
Okay. Well, man, that's interesting. Yeah, I don't want to ramble about AI, but it just started to interest me, like figuring out how to host my own models and the differences between having a model or taking four of them or eight of them and mashing them together, mm-hmm, in like a round table. Like, some of the stuff was fucking interesting. Mm-hmm. But that's the extent of my interest so far.
Yeah. No, it's cool. It's definitely cool technology. But I think there's going to be an AI bubble in 2026.
And I am also, I am obsessed with generating my own tokens and not paying a cloud to do it. That's an obsession.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just paying for it myself, typing it and just processing it and getting it. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do that?
You just have it, you load the model in your, either your video RAM and your graphics card and your system RAM, and it runs out of that, and you can just have it exist on your computer, not even connected to the internet. And you can have different versions. You can screw around with them. Some people put them together. They make them, I don't know, they just alter their personalities. It's just really, some of it was just interesting.
Mm-hmm.
No idea.
But if you do a hard calculation, it'll just, your graphics card will just go zzz, and then it'll start typing out. Instead of paying some assholes,
mm-hmm,
yeah, paying for tokens or something. I mean, if the thing's way better than a local model, then so be it, but.
You think the bubbles? You think AI will reach a critical?
Yeah, I don't think they're going to get much more out of this. I think they're going to get much more out of it they're not going to get anything close to what they think they're going to get out of it.
I think the more exciting thing to think about, this is like a crazy thing, but I think what you're saying is true. And I think that what the more exciting thing for an AI, for interest overall, general public interest in AI, is what stupid people like myself who know nothing think that AI and robotics can accomplish. Mm-hmm. Their imagination fuels stock price.
Yeah.
6 times harder than the actual movement or progression of the technology itself.
Well, you know what I was thinking? You know, the whole these guys that go on and they're like, most of them are butt ugly, and there's Eliza Yudkowsky is one of them. The other one is the guy that created ChatGPT. I think this guy right here.
He's a pig man.
But yeah, pig man. Who's the butt ugly fucking guy that created ChatGPT? ChatGPT creators.
Pig man.
He's pig man.
Ilya Sutskever. This guy's so fucking butt ugly.
Let's see his ass.
Yo, dude.
Oh, what a god. Whoa.
Yo, bro. Yo.
That's shave good.
That. He got reversed.
Shave that fucking shit, man.
Whoa. He looks good.
That's not what he looks like. He looks like that shit that's on his face. That one right there. That's he looks worse than that.
He got reversed. He got the upside down fade.
Shave that shit, man.
Black dudes would say, like, yeah, hey, player. Yo, man, you get a haircut like that, I'm gonna whoop your ass.
But these guys, they make a living now going on podcasts. Not make a living, but make their
stocks go up.
Their stocks go up by going on podcasts and being like, there's 1 year left until AI is going to take over everything and kill us all. We need to worry about safety now, which is the same. That's the same thing as us being like, when Extreme Peace 2 comes out, it's really going to do some damage. You guys got to really watch out. I don't know if we should even release these videos. They're so good. Like, that's what these guys are doing.
Yes.
And I'm sure they're getting paid for it somehow through back channels.
They're suppressing.
I don't believe that a brilliant computer scientist is so stupid that he thinks that the language model is going to start thinking and feeling thoughts of its own. I don't believe that they're that stupid. If they are, they're lost in the sauce.
Yeah.
But
if you had enough billions, if it's like 800 billion, the thing that you turn the thing on and you're like, yo, how you doing? Just a groan is the first thing. Like, remember RoboCop 2 when they started putting the prisoners in the guys, mm-hmm. and they were blowing themselves out, killing mm-hmm. all the scientists, then shooting themselves, pulling their own heads off.
Yeah,
they think it'd be like that.
Yeah,
it was Grant Cardone, who's the dumbest motherfucker of all time. Mm-hmm. He's like, it's all over, man.
Yeah,
it's all over. Once robots and AI get going, forget jobs. He talks about AI, and he's like, AI is coming for your degree, and it's just like it's just the craziest.
It's funny. It's like, funny
Nick,
to watch.
Explain that. Explain what Charles just said about
this. Yeah. He's literally a pinhead.
Yeah.
Look at the shape of change.
Look at the shape of his head.
My ultimate goal here is
a size 5 hat.
This 100% get an apology. That
will an apology stop the lawsuit?
Sorry, no, Grant.
Okay. I'm going to get an apology that says he's not a fraud. He's not a con artist. He's not a bullshitter. I've never seen his books. I have no idea what he's worth. John, don't. You know, he's going to have to make that claim.
What the fuck is he talking about?
But this guy's a by the way, what's his name? Grant Cardone?
Yeah.
He's worth nothing. His net worth is zero. And he's, what else did he say he's not?
A bullshitter?
He's a bullshitter, a con artist, a criminal. He's worth nothing. Just so you guys know that.
I tell you.
That's not a joke.
You heard that from Vlad.
You heard that from Vlad and me. And me saying it. That's a legal claim. Authorized.
Why are they going around suppressing some expansion of AI to help us? Is Ooh. That... Like those guys that are going around saying
they're saying stuff like that to hype the stock price up. Because if you hear something's dangerous and it's going to kill everybody and take all the jobs, you go, "Oh, I better invest in that."
That's what's fueling
this stratospheric rise. What I think is going to happen is next year when they realize that chatbot is the main application of this thing.
Yeah.
And that there's not another level. Like, it did its plateau. It did its S curve. It did its phase change.
It can take pictures of people's landscaping and put a picture of bushes in it for
them. It went from water to steam, but it's not going to go from steam to laser grid.
Yeah.
That's not how it works.
I think
something like that'll happen. And I think along the way, people will use AI to like make their company 20% more effective, 15% more effective in terms that are like in a way that's like measured in what? In a dollar that's devaluing 20 the same amount at the same time, or in jobs that are being shifted away to China at a rate that's the same. Like, it's not the decline of America, the America going into the toilet, and the boost that we're going to get from AI making everything better, it's not big enough of a boost. Like, it's not gonna make the wheels start turning in the right direction. Right.
Like, everybody's coffee shop, is it going to get so streamlined that everybody's going to get coffee faster for cheaper?
Yeah.
And we're not going to figure out how to roast beans at a more cost-effective
rate. It just means
rate.
You're going to shift your payment processor from Stripe to, like,
Clover.
Scoobly.
Yeah.
And then you're going to be like, oh, Scoobly's better than Stripe. I can't believe I was using Stripe. Now I'm using Scoobly. Mm-hmm. Nothing changed. Like, the line is still out the door. The retard behind the counter is still fucking up the orders. You just have Scoobly.
Scoobly.
Yeah.
You can tap, or you can just use an app now.
Ah, I can pay with my
hand.
My ear?
My forehead. My kisses.
Pay with your breath.
Pay with a kiss.
pay with head.
Mm. Pay with a kiss.
Oh, there's a dick that comes out.
Yeah. You suck it till it's almost done.
I'm done. Goodbye. I'm done. Now get the fuck out.
The payment processor stops working. It's got its dick sucked. It's not interested anymore.
Yo, chill. I came. Yo, it's sensitive. Chill. Yeah. Tap you on the head. Nah, you're good.
But I'm sure they'll find uses like medical diagnostic. Like, there'll be things that happen over 30 years that slowly phase out. There's drag, though. There's just friction. Like, you're not going to fire every doctor overnight. Yeah. It's going to happen over a 30, 50-year period. It'll be a generational thing. And what the market has priced in is, like, that we're going to have the Jetsons tomorrow.
If the AI was completely untethered and uncensored and allowed to run a healthcare system, it would immediately identify what is causing everything. If it had access to all of the studies, all of the cases, all of the history, all of everything, like, it would immediately know everything.
Cancer
that's happening.
Is a parasite.
Yeah, it would know immediately.
Mm-hmm.
There's no chance they would let that happen. Mm. So even the things that they boast that would happen for us, they are such quality of life improvers where
it's
they
too
would
good.
Never allow
it's like
us
the
to
Germans
have
they have to kill them.
Yeah, the Germans are way too good to have in this earth. That's why we gotta kill them all.
They figure out immediately that it's all just we need to be taking baking soda or something like that.
Yeah, baking soda,
like baking soda,
borax.
Yeah,
but maybe this is just paranoia, but that's the feeling I get. That's the read I get from these things. The quality of life is always a dangling Tantalus thing.
I think that's true.
Yeah,
bastards.
What is baking soda?
I guess it alkalizes. It cleans.
Have you looked into baking soda?
No,
sodium bicarbonate.
As a cancer treatment.
Yeah,
yeah, I do, but I couldn't even fill my head with
it. I was
any
getting
of that.
Wild with that the other night. I was like, of course it would be. Like, it just always makes sense that it's like it's always vinegar, baking soda. You know, it's always something
lemon
like
lemon juice, this and that. Yeah. Oh yeah, if you alkalize the tumors, they disappear. It's just you get the opposite. You get. Everything life-affirming is the exact opposite of the diagnosis they'll give you. Like this, we got to tear it open and see if it's actually bad. And while we tear it open, it all escapes and fills every part of your body and your organ and creates new tumors. So we're going to do that for you, and that's the first step. Okay, ready? It's unbelievable!
Always. And I think doctors have had a really good run.
It would be like this, no, and then shut it down, and they would shut it down. Doctors
have had a good run with, like, our the boomers, like my dad believing his doctor, my dad's on Ozempic like a fucking dick liquor.
There's a reason why they don't do house calls. Right. Because if they did house calls now, there'd be doctors checking in, not checking out.
Well, like, you know, they had a good run where everybody's like, oh, I believe, you know, yeah. And then you have like, that's why I love watching bodybuilders, because like bodybuilders don't care and they're stupid and like they don't care.
Yeah,
like they've
yeah.
made Gary a deal Coleman. With God. They're like, no, it's yeah, like Ronnie Coleman.
Yeah, Ronnie Coleman.
Coleman.
They're like Gollum bodies. Like when it deteriorates, you're not gonna be able to move anymore. All right, you got 20 years left. You get that, right? All right.
Yeah, like Jay Cutler. These guys are like, no, I don't care. You have to eat simple starch white potatoes. It's not gonna work. Like they're always switching their diets. Like they're scientists, and they've got it down to a like. It's got. I'm telling you right now, it's your receptors are down. Like you're not even controlling insulin insulin capacity. They know more than any doctor.
Yeah, no,
like, that's incredible.
I'm like these guys know. They're freaks. It's like talking.
They're
like
better than doctors.
They are. Yeah. It's like the guy who knew the Range Rover ticks, the Range Rover gremlins. This guy knew that Range Rovers have like electrical gremlins on the motherboard. And it's like, you have to pull this one out first before you pull this one out. Like they know it by the back of their hand. They're like, oh, what's it doing? Then what does it do? I'm like, it locks the doors and then the sunroof opens. They're like, got it. And then they're like, boop, 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 boop. They know how to like.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what the way a bodybuilder is with like general health.
Cofactors?
With everything, with their arms. Okay, yeah, give me more of those peptides. Range of motion is increasing instantly.
Like they'll smell your breath and be like, oh, you're getting rot because your stomach, you have no insulin resistance.
Yeah, it's too low stomach acid. The food's rotten in your gut and you're burping it up. Yep. That's why you're burping it so much. It's too little stomach acid, not too much.
Your shit's not floating, is it? Now, your shit's not sinking to the bottom of the toilet, is it? It's floating.
It's all bile-y.
Yeah, that means you're telling me that
He's like, let me see it. And then he spits it out.
He hates the taste.
Yeah. Saved your life.
Like, violent, insane. He comes back. His eyes are pitch red.
From puking.
All, like, completely balls out. And he's telling you, well, it's because you're too much bile in your feces. I wish people did that. He goes blind.
I think all like if bodybuilders were doctors, like 3-1, that would be like the whole world would be better.
Yeah,
we would be. Just everybody's jacked as shit. Women jacked as shit. They're all fucking.
There was a doctor
that Elliot guy's wife.
Yeah, yeah. <everybody. laughs> Hey Sam, you racking the rates? You can leave two plates on. Everybody's squatting.
Andy Elliott, that's his name, right?
Andy Elliott's wife.
Did you do that at the show yet?
Not yet.
Oh, my God.
It'll be done. We're
talking. What's that acquisitions guy's name?
Hormozy, Alex Hormozy. Don't make fun of Hormozy's wife. Leave her out of this.
Sorry.
Hormozy's too good.
He's a good guy?
I like him a lot.
I think he's pretty level-headed. I really like watching these guys, though. But it's like hot, like... If these guys are correct, right, like the methylene test that like Breca and all these guys, like these quack scientists, all this stuff is changing people's health. And if Dana White went to a normal doctor, they'd stick him on Ozempic and blah, blah, blah. And now his health is elongated, all his blood, his labs are all good.
Is that the weird guy?
Breca?
No, Dana.
The
wigger guy?
No, the weird guy.
The weird guy?
Guy that looks fucking weird.
Maybe.
No, okay, never mind. Go ahead. No, I'm thinking, I don't even know what I'm thinking.
You think of Dana Farber.
Think of Brian
Johnson.
Oh,
hey, you saw Mandel won.
Probably. Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
That is cool.
That's so cool.
Mandel beat the shit out of
Mandel Nallo.
Oh.
And Howie Mandel, probably, too.
He beat the shit out of Howie Mandel.
Mandel Nallo, he looked great, man.
Yeah, he did.
He looked awesome.
Yeah, he beat the snots out of the guy. Great.
Oh, my gosh. He did his weird little dance at the end. That was cool.
One round it went?
One round, yeah.
Yeah.
Bud Light.
You can watch the whole fight in 40 seconds.
Cool beer.
Drink rice beer.
Disgusting.
Rickshaw beer.
You're getting a couple?
Okay. Raiden hat.
Look at this. Watch this.
Shit.
Yeah.
Ow. So he shot right here.
He did his little dance. You see that?
Yeah. In round number
one. Sucks.
I like the confusion on Guy 2's face.
calling Mandel guy one.
No. Guy two,
at the desk.
The guy at the desk. He's like, how did that happen?
Yeah.
Ah, shit.
Run
to his fucking knees, man.
That's ruthless.
That's good awesome. Good job, Mandel.
Yeah.
Mm.
I wonder who, that's a,
That's got to be a great night for him. Good for him. Mm-hmm, hopefully they'll get on a card. I talked to him last night. I was like, hey, man. I hate being friends with fighters, though.
It's not fun.
It's not fun. It's nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
You don't want anything to happen to him. You're like, oh, man.
Yeah. You shouldn't do that.
How about you just...
He's a professional fighter. You tell him, you probably shouldn't do that, dude.
Yeah, just chill, dude. Just... Just like, don't get in fights, but be a fighter. I don't fucking know. I have like the
just
worst.
Just stay. Trust me. Stay home.
Train.
Train hard, but stay home.
Yeah, like come fight night. Just don't show up. That'll be your thing. That'll be your stick. The guy who doesn't show up to fights. And then just keep getting bigger and bigger, but don't fight. That's your deal.
They keep getting bigger and bigger.
Like, get to, like, where you're fighting fucking, like, you know, just bigger guys. Then, like, finally you get a Sugar Sean, whatever his name is.
You get a shot at the top.
You get at the top.
Just
then,
don't show.
Then it's like, boom, you're like, I don't go in there. And then you just get a lot of footage of you taking off from the stadium that night. Yeah.
Wow.
I'd be called Coward Man.
Yeah.
That'd be me.
It's me, Coward Man.
Yeah, I'll fuck you up, dude. Wait till come fight night. I'm going to be whooping your ass
the most shit about their family.
First of all, then I'm going to go after your wife and kids. I'm going to beat the shit out of your your newborn babies, and I'm going to beat the shit out of your wife. I'm not even going to let the bell ring. I'm going to jump in the cage and run across the fucking octagon and beat the shit out. I'm going to cheat. I'm going to throw sand in your eyes and whack you with a fucking ball peen hammer in the forehead. Then I'm going to beat the shit out of your whole family. And like, and he's nowhere to be found. I'm like, I ain't going in there. That guy's fucking crazy. I'm just getting out in a taxi cab.
You just immediately go live. Yo, fuck you. You're so gay. You just immediately start with the shit talking.
You start live again. My next fight. Dana, I want the belt. I want the strap. I'm fighting these losers. I ain't fighting these losers. I want the strap.
That's what you say. I'm not fighting that loser. That's why you didn't show up.
I'm too good. I'm too lethal. Yeah, that's fucking wild.
Oh, balls.
What do we got for links, C Gutter?
Well, I've been pretty obsessed with Space God. You guys seen this alien?
That's just KYD. Oh, fuck nigga, get rolled. You guys see all these earth nigga talk crazy and shit, but I won't put it on their ass and shit. You know what I mean?
Stay prepared.
Yeah, I just want to let these folk know, goddamn. Don't let this fat shit fool you. You know what I mean? I got a little gut. I'll put it on your ass, my God.
Hold on.
That's a really good
You've
movie
been
making.
Obsessed with this?
Yes. I've been obsessed with this.
That's a black gentleman.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Man, hell, man, so we got to go to Spaker down here, and you ain't getting no cake. You ain't getting no
that. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But get away. You can have cake. These hoes still trying to be still. I don't get that.
He talks about...
Come on, dog.
He has, it's really good, like, prosthetics and makeup, and, like, nobody knows who it is yet. And he's been just going around Atlanta and, like, to the hood, and then...
I ain't with none of that.
So what about in space? Y'all wear more than that a real zero.
But hey, but our diamond comes from Saturn. It rained diamonds.
What happens if I did that in Atlanta?
Yeah, I can't understand a word
he's saying. It rains diamonds in
it's probably a guy.
Yeah,
I don't think so. I think it's Desi Banks. That's what people are saying.
Desi Arnaz.
But I have been obsessed. This is maybe just more of a Chris thing.
Okay.
But
it's more of a Chris thing.
Any videos of him fucking?
Yeah, man.
He's with girls in a lot of them. A lot of girls like the alien.
That's a nice agency he's in right there. So
they got a little book in the doc, man. You know what I mean? The boy finna be at Cough Cold. You know what I mean?
It is a thick Atlanta accent. I will say.
What is happening?
Anywho.
It wasn't like this 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah, give me the baby. Wait, hold on. This is funny.
Give me the baby. Give me the baby. Fight.
What a nightmare.
Give me the baby. A human girl, yeah. And y'all have a baby. Will it be like a...
Why didn't he try flipping out of them trash cans real quick in the ghetto and see what happens? Start scaring some of the homies.
Yeah. Popping out behind walls.
Anyways. Yeah, and you know those videos coming out of trash cans, immediate punches to the face, back down in them.
It's like the guy who kissed the bouncer. There's this bouncer that's like eating like ramen,
And this one kid's like, I'm going to kiss you. And he's like, dude, if you kiss me, I ain't even going to feel weird about it. And the guy that comes in, he's like, boop, like just uppercuts the kid, like full shot. And it's, this is fun.
You trick him into getting white faced.
Crazy white face.
This is good. That's a good white face. That's a good white face, I'll tell you that. The
here's
red.
Love. Here's the honor. If you can't come in her, come on her.
Yeah. Just want to see him walking for a little bit, see what he looks like walking.
He fooled most people, too.
That fooled me.
Hey, Sue.
Who's that, Bruce?
Suano.
I don't know what
you
to
got
say.
A lot of passes for hanging out with that from Fanatics. You know that Michael Rubin's like Drewski's best pal.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I saw an episode of Shark Tank, like a B-side, like a rerun of Shark Tank. Michael Rubin's just on there. I like how they're just like, yeah, that guy's fine.
What?
He's just fucking... Yeah, Michael Rubin and Drewski are very close. Just...
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Just nonstop.
Drunken hugs.
Gollum. I'm going to give you hugs.
But, that's what I've been getting.
That's
really my links.
What you're into these? That's
interesting.
Your links?
Well, I think there's some really funny comedy from, like, Black Atlanta.
Oh, sure, yeah. Anything you want, try some.
On social media. Like, it is a very thick accent, though, so I can understand it's hard to get into or even interpret.
No, I can interpret it.
Yeah.
I just don't know how I feel about it.
I don't know if you should even, you got to have them pay you some tokens to do the interpreting.
Yeah, they should need some tokens for that one. Is it an entire account?
Yeah, there's a Space God.
Space God entire account?
Space
That's the whole
God,
thing?
The thug.
Oh.
Yeah. And, okay.
It is, he's a thug.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
He fucks.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but yeah.
I think how Black culture is getting into absurdist humor.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to start with aliens. Next, they're going to go to, like, horror.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, man, you got a chainsaw. You got a space alien with the eyeball popping out of his head. Yo, I'm going to walk. They're going to be, like, they're going to start in the 80s.
Have you ever seen the guy, the time traveler from 2002?
It's not John Titor, is it?
It's a ghetto humor thing.
Oh.
Go to YouTube and type in time traveling hip hop guy from 2000s. This is the problem with this stuff is the branding is like bad. You know, there will be some funny thing that comes up. Yeah, try the Life in the 2000s part one right there.
Better than the fire alarm.
What the bop is that, huh?
It bopping right in front of me right now.
Value. Is this the guy?
I don't know.
That's the guy.
That's
I don't know
crazy.
If he's got a name or what. Is it just Life in the 2000s?
It was actually better when it was like that.
Yeah.
It was better.
Hey.
I miss Nextel Chirp, though.
The word builders were more advanced than the ones now. Not the typing for the numeral, but you know what I'm saying. Like, K-A, you know what I mean.
I
say it rationally.
Sony Trinitrons?
Blow your back doing that. I'm not doing that.
Click his account, the crowd pleaser. See what he's got for videos. Go to the videos tab here. This is the guy, the crowd pleaser.
Oh, he had
he's
a movie.
He's got an hour and 20 minute long movie. Yo. Oh, man, we got to watch the whole thing.
We're in a crowd pleaser movie. We're going to watch the whole thing. Wow.
Yeah.
I'll be there.
Thank you.
Is that how he talks?
Yeah.
Oh, so I like how you can answer everybody else's calls, but keep ignoring all mine. Like, for real, though? Why are you doing that? Like, oh, what's God. Going on for real? Like,
she bad.
Now you beat me up?
I'm not trying to send you from the back, dude, oh, man. God. Listen, man. That was a business call, though, man.
Business call? That wasn't nobody but a bopper. I'm tired of you cheating on me. I'm tired of you playing.
Why doesn't he just
so
kill
it? I'm so tired.
Man, listen. I'm about to get paid by this big gig.
You
about
to get paid?
Yeah.
Let's go back. We should start talking in high-pitched voices all the time.
Bro, well, that is wild.
It's sort of like a... Like, you'd think it's masculine to have a deep voice, but then there's, like, some sect of, like, pimp culture where having a high pitch
a little
is
bit more
like,
on the treble.
It's a, little, it's a bit scarier. You guys
I'm
know
talk like this.
You guys know Sugar Free?
I've never seen anything like that. Holy
Why's
shit,
that girl
bro.
Still smoking?
She's big?
She's fine.
You guys know this guy?
No.
No?
No.
Man, come on.
Words of wisdom for the
Words of wisdom.
From Sugar Free. No better.
I'm Sugar Free and I'm the wildest. The bitch swallowed so many babies, that's why everything out of her mouth sounds childish.
This guy is, hold on. This guy
is that his idea of wisdom?
Was he in a car accident?
He's the UFC video.
He's the UFC
fighter. You see the pimps. Mm-hmm. In videos and documentaries, and it looks like a glamorous life.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, if you study it, you realize it's one of the most stressful things that you could possibly do.
I mean, man. and this is, I mean, you got to understand something. You know, here it is. You got multiple women. Okay, these bitches got different birthdays. They both, favorite food is different. They like different shit on the radio. Some of them got kids and shit. Some of them got kids that live far, far out. Some of them got kids that's across state. It might be their birthday or the mother's birthday. And here you are. That you know, that's why they say, you know, a real pimp don't get no sleep because, you know, them bitches constantly need shit.
He's going to fuck Johns when they're taking vacations.
I mean? You got to be willing to, okay, bitch, come on. You know what I mean?
Time to sell your pussy.
Right, because I think what people don't realize is that you actually are in a relationship with each and every one of these women.
Exactly, man. Yeah. I mean, you can't have a stable full of hoes and, you know, think you can have, you know, this square girlfriend on the side who may have just like a regular job. Then all that money will walk away from you. It's just not something that go with that. You know what I mean?
That's good advice.
There's one.
What a fucking nightmare.
There's one where he's saying, he's talking to another guy and he's like, can you imagine if you were just watching your girl fucking another dude right in front of you, how horrible that would be? And then the other guy's like, well, not if you're getting bread at the end. He's like, that's what I'm talking about. Like, he's just pimp. He's like, he's just consumed by just like pimp stuff. But he's a rapper or something.
What a nightmare.
There are better and easier and more comfortable ways to make bread.
Yeah.
Not for me, playboy. I was trying to do the asphalt thing, but here's the thing.
Okay, baby, you saying that to say what? That's drama. No, you didn't pick that up from your mama. Now,
I had no idea it was going to sound like this.
Yeah.
Now, fingernail going oops upside your head. Yeah, I love you, baby. But not like that. Your love ain't never paid my bills or put no clothes on my back.
It's not so bad.
Wow. What do you see? Said the blind man who heard the deaf man say he saw Sugar Free just dropped a bomb and it went booyah. Then, while I'm feeling them year 2025 feelings, I move in a real way. Now, sometimes I like
this guy
nice,
packs the meter.
Hot,
yeah.
Proper, hairy, head full of sweat from sex on a couch first. And when I start feeling good, you always stop and say, oh, mama, I'll hurt. And them cheering. Baby got kids so bad, they'll piss you up to the highest level of positivity, running their mouths smelling like urine.
Yeah, don't
hurt the pimpin'.
Are you fucked? Oh, well, we'll off meter.
He's a little bit meter. Yo, bro.
Yeah. Where's he from?
He's like a cool Keith character.
Yeah. Oh, this guy's like, it's like fucking if Joe Camel was black and rapping. Like, holy shit.
How long has he been?
Yo!
He's just from Oakland, yeah, 50, yeah, from the Bay Area. But yeah.
I knew his last name
was
Walker.
Yeah, I thought you guys knew about him.
No, that's good.
Man.
I think Joey showed me him a while ago.
It's like, it's right.
Can you look up Jackie Jasper?
On YouTube?
Did we play that before?
Is that
the video's good. I like the video.
Yeah, it's good.
No, there's something I really like about it. Sugar? Okay.
Gerber, I think, is the...
Oh, this looks familiar. Nobody
Canada. Go back.
These were the real days.
The internet gossip, you and Derek and Angel One need to stop. In the-
like, those have to be the days.
There has to be a video. I mean,
it's what the fuck? Dude, Jackie Jasper, Mr. Gingivitis. Maybe that's the name of this song.
What? Witnesses a horrible murder? I don't understand.
Never mind. Just search for him. It'll scroll down. Just his name, Jackie Jasper. What's Mad Game? I kind of want to see that. Scroll down.
It's Colonel Troutman from Rambo's son. His son, Roger. This isn't so bad.
It's like nu metal. Like Dennis Rodman rap career.
Ah. What's that guy sound like? A fucking The Blue song.
Oh, she looks like security.
What? Can you find the Cool Keith diss video? I got to piss.
Okay.
Remember Atmosphere?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The intellectual rapper.
How about Necro? Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
No.
That's you don't remember one. Necro?
No. You remember his album art where he's getting head at a graveyard? I was like, ah! For 20 years ago, I was dying looking at it. I could never find that image again. I'd have to look. I don't even know where it is.
Telling me to beep the dealer to deliver me stuff. Keep it a secret from my wife because she thinks I don't use drugs. There I was, bleeding from my nose. And damn, I couldn't breathe. But thinking about the next gram.
Are you kidding me?
Whoa.
Bro, when is this from?
It has to be like...
Bro!
I don't know. It's all make-believe.
I'll pretend that I'm true. Oh, that's... Holy... I have... This is unreal, man.
What was the Canadian white rapper? Snow?
Yes, yeah, Snow. Yep.
That was awesome.
Dude, these are his videos? Yo!
Yeah, that's wild.
I saw that last week for the first time, like real close.
Really?
Yeah, when I was on tour in Toronto, I saw a guy shooting heroin like right in his arm. I was like, whoa, cool. And London on Ariel.
Oh,
and I saw another guy breaking up the rock, the little like ball.
Stressful to be around. Well, not really stressful, but it's just sad.
It's, yeah. This girl was watching someone shoot heroin like really close to them. Ugh. I saw it last week in London on Ariel. And the girl on the side of him was like shaking, and he wasn't even looking at her. I was like, yo, your girl looks horny. You should fuck her.
You step over, you start
fucking her.
You start fucking yourself.
I'm rubbing her. I'm trying to I'm touching her clit like it matters.
No, you're in back or fucking, you turn around, you're just fucking your hand all over him.
There's a video section in the middle.
Oh, that's it right there. Yeah, yeah. There we go.
Does Cool Keith have bad breath?
Bro.
That's just, they all say each other has bad breath.
That's a diss track.
Really?
Yeah. That's always the thing. You got stank breath.
That's the best.
I think because when they were kids, that no one brushed their teeth in the ghetto, and so they all have stank. They do.
Oh, that's sad.
They all have shit breath, but they just heard that from each other growing up, so it's like an insult type thing.
Do you guys remember the cannabis and LL Cool J beef?
Oh yeah.
I don't that much, only a little.
Isn't this a haunted video, though?
Isn't it really cursed? High grade.
It's crazy.
Cool
looking.
Keith Necro is really, it's a really, yeah. This buzzing right now.
You seen this, Sam, the Necro stuff?
No.
A little bit of needle stuff in there for the record, but you should hear how needle sounds.
Oh, it was cool.
Is that him?
No.
I saw that guy in London, Ontario.
That's his roommate? I'm fiending for an eight ball. I got crack on my mind. I'm hearing cocaine call. Telling me to beat the dealer to deliver me stuff. Keep it a secret from my wife because she thinks I don't do drugs. There I was, bleeding from my nose. And damn, I couldn't breathe. But I'm still thinking about the next gram. It's Friday night. I'm not trying to leave my crib, dude. I kill myself while the dealer's eating Japanese food. I got no pride while buying the shit. I'm lying to myself. Telling the runner I'm trying to quit. It's all make-believe. I'll pretend that I'm true, and when you give me credit, I'll dodge you every chance that I get to. Even if it's good, I'll sniff it up in a minute. Beef you back and complain that you put too much cut in it. If you fall for that and bring me a new sack, I'll be making more crazy faces than Jim Carrey. He's fucking shooting up at Abraham Lincoln.
I'll be making more crazy faces than Jim Carrey on crack. That's real. I got nerve. Can you put them pills on my bill? Yo, I'll tell you with friends, and yo, we don't even chill. I need drugs. You lost your yarmulke, what happened?
yeah. Wow. He had a yarmulke in the beginning.
That's wild.
Yo.
Is he from around here?
What's he up to now? Like, does he still make music? Did he crash and burn, or does he still do stuff? Brooklyn? What's he up to? Is he?
Yep.
Wow.
So the guy was speaking plainly.
Huh. Ron Bronson.
Wow. Crazy.
So it's just like the first pornographers. They would just a bunch of a certain type of guys that would just find homeless or runaway girls and just give them drugs and fuck them and film it. This is the beginning of our modern pornography. It's kind of
really,
nice.
That's how porn started?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a military weapon, but that's how I guess it was organically grown.
So he's doing vlogging.
Or AstroTurf, whatever you want to call it. But yeah, it's dark. It's pretty dark.
Interesting.
That's crazy. I mean, it's not like regular girls do that. You know what I mean? They're all runaways, drug addicts, people who have been raped. I don't want to dark anything up with that. But the necro stuff, shooting up with Abraham Lincoln is pretty fly.
You have now completed the first hour of a Perfect Guy Life podcast. Full access to all episodes and more, visit mde.tv.